horse. And then didn't somebody make lunch for you, like across the street from the school? They would make lunch.
Well, one of your aunts. By school across the street, Mrs. Dent's. And she had a little house, and she would make lunch for us every day. And he would go around with his car, cape and car, you know. And he would go around selling all his pies and cakes and stuff like that. He liked doing that. It was delicious, the stuff.
Who was that?
Dest. Her name.
Uh-huh.
And they lived right across the street from school.
Uh-huh. And they would make pies?
Yes. And go in his, you know, rag car and horse, mm-hmm. going up and down the streets, you know, to Sally, bring the bell,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. as he go up. And then people that are interested would come out, say, you know, and then he'd stop and sell their, you know, cake or pies or, you know, or stuff like that.
Mm. That's pretty
so
cool.
It was very good. Yeah. Everybody loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it was right across the street from the school. So a lot of us, if we wanted, you know, to have a sandwich for lunch, we'd go over there. Now this sandwich that they made up for lunch and everything was a quarter.
Quarter.
And it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you had your choice of, you know, a lot of things that he made.
Mm-hmm. Like?
Huh?
Like what?
Oh, a ham and eggs, bologna, you know, all stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Ham, mm-hmm. Cheese and... you know, all the different things,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
not the crazy stuff that they make now, you know, you know. So when we'd go over there at lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
and get our, whatever we ordered in the morning before school started,
mm-hmm.
he'd have it all made in different areas, just tell him what name you needed,
mm-hmm.
and he'd find it, and you'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
Important to most teens. So, it wasn't too bad. I know my uncle, Ed, he had a horse and wagon, and his son, he was kind of like Robert was his pet. Of course, he had Roberta was his daughter, and Edward, young Edward, was his son. But his son that he really liked was Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he'd pick us up in the wagon that he had and take us home.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't do it every day.
Right.
But pretty much time. Mm-hmm. And he was another one that would fill all the pies and everything in his. And another thing that he would sell Ty is fish.
Mm.
He would get all the fish, you know,
mm.
down at the docks.
Mm.
Of course, that wasn't free to him. He had to pay so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come to their house and they'd pick what kind of fish they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd stand in the back of his truck,
mm-hmm.
open the doors and everything. Clean the fish, cut it, you know, out how they want it,
mm-hmm.
and sell it to them.
Hmm. Was he fishing too?
Yeah.
You would get it from the fishermen?
Yes. And,
mm-hmm. and then he would fillet it.
Yes, he would fillet it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
way
you wanted it.
Whichever
way they wanted it.
Right.
Hmm. So does that mean your dad sold it to him?
My dad, yeah, he could have bought with my dad, because my dad was a commercial fisherman.
Mm-hmm. So he could have gotten the fish from your dad.
Or my uncle.
Right, and then...
He lived across the street.
Right, and then he would bring it down the street and fillet
right
whatever.
Well,
someone
for the most
wanted.
Part, he would take it up to New York. There was a customer tracker come down that would take a good part of the fish up to New York and get paid there.
Mm-hmm.
And another part that really did the business too was the graph.
Knudsen?
Huh?
Knudsen?
No. No, it was the place right on the water that they had big things that would go down and get in your boat. And they had streams that would go up,
mm-hmm.
and they put the fish,
mm-hmm.
the bunkers,
mm-hmm.
into that
right.
thing. And usually the fish was filled right up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Right up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that, almost good part of the time, because they only got that like in the springtime. That was a springtime fish.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Bunkers.
Huh?
The bunkers?
The bunkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did that. And that went on, and then they had the big shipperoys. Those big ships would come in from down south. And gee, I think there was like six of them that would dock right there down, and sit down there until like maybe September,
mm-hmm.
and then leave, and you wouldn't see them again until spring again,
mm-hmm.
and then they'd come back.
Right.
But that's all that went on.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the crazy stuff that went on when I was a kid. Now the
fish
factory is not even there anymore.
Yeah.
No, they went, they just stopped. Just stopped.
Where'd you go to high school?
For what?
Where did you go to high school?
Leonardo High School.
What's that now?
It's Bayshore.
It's Bayshore now?
Junior High School.
It's a school.
And Leonardo Grade School are kind of right on that whole corner.
Okay.
So the old part of the high school, the old part of the school building,
mm-hmm.
was
the high school.
The high school.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no north or south. So
so
grandma went to school. You went to school in Belford until
seventh grade.
And then you went over to
Fairview.
Fairview for 1 year for eighth grade. And then over to down where I live,
mm-hmm.
down there, started high school. So.
Mm-hmm. And then
we graduated from that school.
Okay.
So Leonardo High School is Middletown High School, but the yearbook is called Augernal, which is Leonardo spelled backwards.
Interesting.
In fact, they had Gentiles, like
market.
Who's calling?
Hello? You know what? Stop.
When are you answering? Elizabeth? Who the hell do we know in Elizabeth?
We get these calls all the time.
Right.
Every day, at least 3 or 4
calls.
We don't
answer that shit.
Mm-hmm.
We get that all the time.
Me too.
And all kinds of goddamn calls.
Mm-hmm.
Manahawkin, Elizabeth, Newark, Trenton, you name it. Screw all that.
Yep.
I don't even answer them.
Mm.
So that's kind of why
they don't have a name to hell with
we
them.
We haven't heard from.
Mm.
Yeah.
service.
Oh, well, what, you got ice cubes out of the water.
I did. It's working now.
Yeah. That's good to say. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then were you 18 when you met Pop-Pop?
You're a great
girl. Huh? Were you 18 when you met Pop-Pop?
Yeah.
You were 18. Well, so it was, were you in high school still?
No, I had graduated.
But
the only reason why I met him was I went to school and his sister, I knew his sister very well.
Yes, you were.
And she went and asked me if I would be a
bridesmaid
mm-hmm. and I said sure, you know, I was excited about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, my brother is going to be
your usher.
Yeah, one of the ushers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, okay with you? Because he had just gotten back from
Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, would you like, you know, to meet him? And I said, sure, you know. So there was a nice big restaurant down in the Highlands.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, how about if we all go down there? It was her new friend that they were going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And your father and myself.
Double date.
Yeah, right. That's the one way that she would introduce them, that mm-hmm. She wasn't all alone.
Yeah.
So that it was a nice, like, you know, they had a band. Back years, they had a real band
mm-hmm.
that would come out. So this was kind of like a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
The next day was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, they had Saturday football games,
mm-hmm.
and he calls me up and said, would you like to go to the football game? So I thought, okay. So I went to the football game with him.
Did you know it was a date?
No.
You didn't think it was a date? You just thought
really, but I kind of liked the idea.
Yeah.
You know, and so this is what we did. We went out to the football game and he brought me home. And then I think maybe that night he said he was going to take me out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
which we went out to dinner. And then it just got to the point where
mm-hmm.
we kept going out and out and out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
did you have your first kiss on the football game?
No, I don't think so. I think it, you know, was a couple times. A
couple dates in?
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's how I met him.
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Was he, between meeting him and then getting married, was he back in Germany and back and forth in service, or was he home the whole time?
No, he was back in the service.
Okay.
Right.
But he was out of Fort Mama.
Yes. Yes.
So he didn't go back to Germany.
Not Germany, but he went back to Vietnam, he mm-hmm. went back to Korea.
Yeah, but after you got married and after I was born.
Right,
So he came back from Germany from being mm-hmm. in the service, and that's when he got married.
Yes.
And then after he got married, he was stationed
down to
Georgia.
Augusta, Georgia.
Right.
And so how long between you met and you got married? How long were you dating and engaged and all that?
It wasn't that long. It really wasn't that long. I mean, he was at Fort Monmouth. And we had listed that we were going to do getting married
mm-hmm.
in June.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going to be sent down to Georgia. And, you know, we wouldn't be together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in June. So we decided to get married in May. Mm-hmm. Not May, March. Mm-hmm. Because that right then, you know, he would be leaving right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we got married in March. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we lived down to March
mm-hmm.
for a year or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where your mom was born.
In Augusta, Georgia.
And that's how that started mm-hmm. completely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember my first birthday present? Do you remember the birthday present that I picked out?
You remember your 1 year old?
It was yeah. a doll. A
what doll?
He was a famous
baseball player,
right.
And what was his name?
I can't think of it.
Mickey Mantle.
Oh, Mickey Mantle, right.
That's what I wanted for my birth, for yeah. Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Because they couldn't afford much, or very little.
Uh-huh.
And for Christmas, it was like, what do you want for Christmas? And I picked out a Mickey Mantle doll.
Right.
And that's what I wanted for Christmas. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
My Christmas present.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Is she a rebellious one?
Hmm?
Is she a rebellious one?
No.
No. She was a good kid?
She's a good kid.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe you.
No, as a little one. As a little one, she was very good.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You had no idea.
I always heard the stories about you throwing the kids in the sand and beating them up.
Oh, I was there. I was there when that, we had to live in a motel room because our place wasn't ready just then. Of course, we're still in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come up, by then I had three.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come up and say, those kids down there are really mean, bad, and they're hurting us, and they won't let us play in the sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mean. And I said, don't be mean to them. You go down there, and you take care of them, which you did.
Yeah.
So it was on your instruction.
Right. Yes.
They were instructed to take
yes.
care of them.
Mm-hmm. They went down there and they got the kids, you know, and now they were top denials, you know. And they were the top ones that the read, you know, everything. And they liked
you
it.
You said there's three of you?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them?
It didn't matter.
No. I know.
It really didn't matter.
No.
You stick together.
Right.
And you show them who's boss.
Right.
And you don't put up with anything.
Right.
Ever. I still live by that.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
I do.
Right.
Yeah. Hasn't changed in 60 plus years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Wait till I get old. You think Pop-Pop's bad.
Oh, I know you're going to be bad. I know.
No, they weren't that bad. I mean, we moved from the
we moved all over the place.
Yeah, but
we moved all the time.
Yeah, well,
in
that's
the middle
true.
Of school, wherever.
But
we were
for
always
the most
moving.
Part, we lived in Enchanted Lake.
2 years.
Huh?
Oh, it's yeah.
You went to school in Enchanted Lake. Well, our house that
I went
we bought.
To school in New York.
Huh?
I started school in New York,
right.
In Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah, that was like
and then I went to Bayview School. Mm-hmm. Then I went to school in Alabama. And
right.
Then I went back to Bayview. And then I went to Hawaii. And then
yes.
I went back to Bayview.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Leonardo.
Niagara Falls.
And, yeah, right.
So it's not like You guys were never anywheres. You went, just about the whole state of New Jersey.
Well, yeah.
You know, we were all over the place.
All over the place.
So, see?
Mm-hmm. Went to California. And then we took a cruise ship from California to Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
That's how we got to Hawaii, on a cruise ship.
Wow.
And Grandma and Papa were in one room, and we were in the room across the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Me, causing John, a ruckus? And Terry. We had our own shepherd or whatever, steward. That was on our beck and call, whatever we wanted. We're like, they got fruit, why don't we have fruit? Like, pretty soon afterwards, we had a big fruit bowl. Grandma and Papa were like, how'd you get fruit in your room? We were like, we just asked. Like, whatever you want. Right? Remember the fruit bowl?
Yes.
Like, you guys had fruit in your room. We were like, we have fruit. It's like, I'll get you fruit. We had guy that took care of us.
Right. Your mother had a good life growing up.
Wait. When John went to, I brought John to kindergarten, to the wrong kindergarten class. and the kid punched him in the eye and said, you're not in this class. And he punched him in the eye.
Why would he punch him in the eye?
I don't know. I got in trouble for bringing him to the wrong kindergarten class. Like, that was my responsibility as a first grader. To walk across the street to a new school.
I know. Even Alabama. Remember when we lived in Alabama for a little while?
I love Alabama.
And you went to school in Alabama? Mm-hmm.
And I remember in Alabama, some kid threw like one of those itchy balls at another kid's face. And it was like, you're going to knock his eye out. It might have been me. Somebody got in trouble. And I used to eat hot dogs every day for lunch with the works, which was onions and relish and ketchup and mustard. Like, give me the works. That was my lunch every day, hot dog. And my time off, I would go to the library and make my name out of the little printer things, like the little notch things that you did. I would put
embossing.
Yeah, do Sherry and then put it on all my books. In Alabama.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can still see like the courtyard of our playground, the little fenced off area.
You enjoyed that area.
I did.
Yeah.
I remember the little trailer going into the library. And,
right.
I remember New York when we lived on Niagara Falls.
Oh,
I remember the cemetery, like right next door to us. There was like a church and a cemetery. We lived right on Fort Niagara. Mm-hmm. So there were like two houses and all of Fort Niagara.
Mm-hmm.
And down, like our backyard sloped down into the Niagara River. And Pop had like taken his boat and motor and like kind of cleared out an area that was kind of beachy area so that it was shallow. So we could all hang out there as little kids, like just, you know, be in the water. And I water skied on a, do you remember in Niagara Falls that you had me water skiing? I held onto your legs and you were on a board and I was 4 or 5 years old. And you had a motorboat and I would hold onto your legs.
I had 3 boats at one time.
But I held onto your legs water skiing. And you were on a board, not skis, but on like a board.
I used to sit at the end of the dock in full uniform. Mom would be driving a boat, and I'd take off in the dock and land in the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Never got wet.
Yeah. Full uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Took off in the dock and landed on the dock. I was pretty good on on the skis.
Yeah.
So when we lived board, in when we lived in Hawaii, we all water skied. All three of us water skied.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anybody was sitting out in their lawn chairs mm-hmm. on the canals,
yeah.
we would have to, Pop would be crisscross. So we would show off for the people that were sitting in their backyards, and we would do crisscrossing.
So there'd be two of you out, and the two of you would crisscross?
Yeah.
And they could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
just lift your...
They did everything.
Yeah,
lift
no problem.
Your, lift
it up. Not only
that,
anybody
can water ski. Third, fourth, and fifth grade.
You just put the water skis on, make believe you're sitting in the chair. And if I'm sitting in a boat, I do the rest.
Yep.
And pretty soon you're up.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel, I'm skiing. And you stand up.
Yeah. All right. Never done it, but...
I know, your mom...
Teddy Bear was always afraid. She was the youngest. She was always afraid of falling off the skis
mm-hmm.
because we have big Samoan crabs.
Mm.
And she didn't want to fall in the water. She was afraid of crabs. Fish up the yin yang. Remember all the fish?
Mm-hmm.
We had so damn many fish. Holy Christ.
Our neighbor was
hundreds
like,
of fish at a time.
Our neighbor said, can you catch me a few fish to put around our tree for fertilizer. So like in part of a day we had like garbage cans full and
across the creek from us
wagon.
Across the creek from us was night blooming cirrus.
What's that?
It's
that
a cactus.
Plant? Oh.
But the trees were like 30 foot high. The goddamn cactus way up top. They only bloom at midnight. Flowers that big.
Whoa.
Night blooming cirrus they were called.
This was in Niagara? Or is it Hawaii?
That was at Fort Niagara. No, that was at...
In Hawaii?
Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Like I said, your mother had a
Hawaii
terrible growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Where Teddy Bear caught that white... She caught a white rat and had it inside. It was wet. We lived on a canal. But the damn... It must have been a pet, somebody's pet. She bought it in the house. I hung up kitchen cabinets, and I didn't know a single wall construction. The next day I go outside and there's a goddamn screws right through the wall. It's holy shit. Oh, we learned.
Yeah.
Mom and I, we put up a goddamn 30-foot patio. Remember that, huh?
The patio?
Uh-huh.
And I had the goldfish outside.
We dug the pool.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah. We all dug the pool.
Oh, that was a nice present.
That's how you
I bought a brand new wagon.
You know how you get an in-ground pool?
You have three kids?
Yes.
Three shovels.
I bought them a brand new wagon.
And a red wagon.
Boy. I said, yeah, let's start digging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you get an in-the-ground pool.
Yeah.
Here we live in the water. If you go out our canal, if you went left, you went to the ocean. If you went right, you went to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
Yep. Pretty cool.
505 on our road.
I know. So.
I used to go up in the mountains and get hapu. Hapu was like a fern, but it grew like a log and let them tumble down the mountains. That's what you plant orchids in.
Oh.
Hapu. I had molds for every different size pot. I made my own pots, my own saucers, on a concrete.
One day I'll learn how to keep a orchid alive.
Oh, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, we'll just sell them that one time for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Next time she comes over, we'll tell her another one.
Yeah.
More stories.
We're not going to tell her everything today.
No, not the first night. We got to leave something for the next 20 years.
We have two ways to get downtown from where we live. We lived on the backside of the island. You can go across the Leaky Leaky, which is over the mountains, mm-hmm. or the Pally, which is over the mountains.
Yeah.
But they both went over to the mainland.
Yeah. And you were on North Shore? Like, of Oahu? No. North Shore of Oahu?
We were behind Oahu. Right behind it.
Like
Kailua.
Kailua, yeah. Okay.
We were in Kailua.
Kailua was the island we were on, yeah.
No, Oahu was the island. So the area...
behind Honolulu? Or behind Waikiki?
Waikiki was on the island of Hawaii.
On the other side of the island.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had to go through the tunnel or go around.
We were on Oahu. The biggest island was... Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
Hawaiian Island. In fact, that was the largest cattle ranch in the world. It was on that island. And that's where
well,
your macadamia nuts
out.
Came from.
Mm-hmm. You're still here.
Most
to
people
pick
don't
me
realize
up.
That. We go up the mountains.
It up.
And it was so cold up there, the water would freeze in the damn hut at night.
Is it elevation?
Well, they used to take the orchids, the cymbidiums up there, to let them set and then bring them down the horse and cart. So you didn't have to get cold to get set.
Okay.
You can't use this. Pull forward
with your walker. The teddy bear, I had to carry her across the volcano because it was so hot.
Just stay steady.
Your feet burned. She couldn't walk anymore.
Just stay steady.
So I carried her all the way across. Then it erupted 2 days later.
Oh my goodness.
no big deal. We get across.
Your
we walked all across that damn
not
volcano.
Not the patch doesn't hurt.
No, but...
Your back gets sore.
When I hit up where the patch...
I was never stationed there. I just went over there, I think, for 4 days, 5 days, whatever.
I'm wondering if there came
but they picked us up. It was all military.
Okay.
They picked us up in the bottom.
Sit down in the chair.
Took us up.
Huh?
One of their cabins.
Just come over here.
And they had a wood stove.
And
the wood and everything was shot.
You were going to take
but
your
the water
pills,
was frozen.
Right?
At night, if you didn't
take the pills,
I didn't know. You're supposed to stay awake all night, feed the stove.
Are you taking your
nobody
pills?
Fed the stove. Well, everything was frozen. Holy shit. But we're alive. So what?
Well,
yeah.
Take my
yeah.
Well, that's the only two islands we're on, Oahu and Hawaii.
Yeah.
But the other three
first
islands
the
we never hit.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah. For work on.
What's up?
Grandma wants to move her patch.